Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 13th, 2012. The word Lent comes from an Old English word which means lengthen. And in this case, it refers specifically to the lengthening of days, the increased hours of sun, daylight, that happens between the days of late winter through the season we call spring, and toward the summer solstice in June. I don't know about you, but sometimes that lengthening of days almost happens imperceptibly. Oh, and by the way, the days lengthen without the benefit of daylight savings time. But it happens so slowly, a moment at a time, really. A minute here and a minute there, until it seems almost instantaneous. One day it feels as if we're locked in the darkness of winter, and the next day we recognize that it's staying daylight just a bit longer. Well, we're not tied to when the sun comes up and when the sun goes down, because we can address darkness simply by flipping on a light. We can continue our work long past the sun going down, or we can begin our work long before the sun rises. But in the middle of all of that, we've kind of lost an attentiveness to life, to the life that's happening all around us, to the new blades of plants and grass breaking out as the seasons change. It's easy to take all of that for granted because our attention is divided. We've got work and family, we've got all sorts of responsibilities, we've got things to do, places to go, people to see, deadlines to meet, busy, busy, busy. In today's lesson from 1 Corinthians, we're still in chapter 7, and Paul is still dealing with all sorts of relationship issues for the Corinthians. And all of these pieces of relationship judgments that he makes about who should marry and who should not, and who should remain single and who should not, and what you should do if you were engaged, and how all of this stuff should work. I think we get a key in why Paul is so specific about all of this in one line in today's lesson. It's the beginning line. I want you to be free from anxieties, says Paul. And in another place, he mentions what it's like to have one's interests divided. Again, I think it is helpful for us to remember that these teachings Paul is giving forth to the church at Corinth are in light of his understanding and the church's understanding at the time that the day of the Lord, the return of Christ, was literally moments away. Remain focused. Remain at peace. Be free of those things on earth, whether your vocation or your responsibilities to family and the larger society. Keep your attention focused on God, Paul seems to be saying. The great day of the Lord, it's right around the corner. Well, we have divided interests. There's no shortage of anxiety in our culture. Plenty of things vie for our attention, and we have conflicting priorities all around us. And rather than get tangled up, I think, in Paul's views on marriage and engagement and who should be in relationship and how relationships should be lived out, I think it might be helpful for us to simply focus on this pastoral idea that he puts forth. He wants his people to be free from anxiety. Well, I'm not sure that the Corinthians were any better at being free from anxiety than 21st century Americans are. But in that little pastoral line, I hear a call, an invitation that perhaps we could stop for a minute or two, breathe, feel the ground under our feet. Here on a pre-spring day in Wisconsin, maybe we could go outside and look at the sky or feel the sun on our face. Breathe the air. Or, as I did just before I recorded this meditation, go out and take a picture of a little green blade that has finally peaked above ground. The lengthening of days is happening. The opportunity for growth and renewal is what Lent is all about. We cannot avoid divided interests. That's a part of our life. But perhaps we can take a minute or two, reconnect with the world around us, or a loved one, or a friend, actually enjoy eating our food as opposed to bolting it down. Give thanks for the ready availability of clean water to drink, and really enjoy what it tastes like. There's a lot that we can do to simply be present. It won't relieve us of all our anxieties, with all due respect to Paul. And within a few minutes, our divided interests will return with a vengeance. But we can, for a moment, with a little bit of effort, reclaim the peace that God has promised in Christ Jesus for all those who love Him. We have this moment, we have this day, we have this time. I'm like Paul. I want you to be free from anxieties, even if that only happens for 30 seconds. Let us pray. O Lord, we ask you mercifully to hear us, and grant that we, to whom you have given a fervent desire to pray, may, by your mighty aid, be defended and comforted in all dangers and adversities. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you, and may you find a bit of time to enjoy the sunshine.